the Business on RTE Radio 1 with AIB. You see it, we help you do it. AIB, for the life you're after.
Now, have a listen to this.
I never met a woman that didn't know if she was good-looking or not without being told, and some, they give themselves credit for more than they've got.
That was Paul Mescal smouldering as Stanley Kowalski in A Streetcar Named Desire, a performance that earned him the Olivier Award for Best Actor in 2023. Now that he's set to trade screen for stage once again with upcoming roles in A Whistle in the Dark and Death of a Salesman, and he's not alone. Lately we've seen a steady stream of screen stars like George Clooney, Brendan Gleeson, Nicola Coughlan making the leap to live theatre or back to live theatre in some cases. So what's behind this trend? Is it about shaking up their careers or simply the thrill of a live audience? Joining me now to discuss this is film critic Cara O'Doherty. Cara, you're very welcome to the programme. Why do stars move from screen to stage?
I think there's two big reasons. For some, it's for people who haven't done it in a very long time or maybe a first time, it's the thrill of the stage. It's the challenge of being able to do it. Because at the end of the day, there's nothing quite like live performance. It becomes very addictive. Even, I'm sure you know yourself, presenting in a radio station, there's an element of adrenaline that goes with that.
Potential chaos.
And potential chaos, absolutely. But when you're on screen, there's always a disconnect, no matter what, no matter how good a performance is, you're protected, you're shadowed. When you're on stage, it's just you there. It's raw. It has to be 100% believable.
And it's a lot more direct to the audience as well, which
absolutely,
I think actors probably get a lot from. There aren't all the cameras, the editing, the all of that. It's there's less between them and the audience.
Absolutely. And the thing is about stage is you can't lie on stage. If you're not truthful in your performance, an audience can feel it, they can see it because you're right in front of them. And that buzz for an actor of really getting into a character so much so that they can do this night after night, it's a big draw for them.
It couldn't be about the money. I presume it's a lot less money than what they can make.
It certainly is. Now, nobody really talks about the exact figures involved in theatre, but we all know that it is considerably lower. Now, like you mentioned there, George Clooney is currently in Broadway. Something tells me that he is getting a little bit more than the average actor. Robert Downey Jr. did a show in last year. It was his first ever time on stage. That show, a show that wasn't particularly big, earned $1 million for 5 nights because he was in it. So I reckon he's getting a little bit more than our Paul Mescal and Nicola Coughlan. But I think for those younger actors, it's about the craft. It's about that connection to the audience and the challenge.
And there are benefits then, very obvious benefits for the theatres themselves.
Absolutely.
To have the draw of these people.
Of course. I mean, any show night, if you're down at the Bord Gáis, if you're at the Abbey, you see the knock-on effect around. You see it in restaurants, in pubs afterwards. But when you bring in those big stars, people will clamour to see them. You're guaranteed to sell out something that has Paul Mescal in it without doubt. And then there's also the other side to it as well. If you bring particularly a big show in, I'll use The Lion King for an example. It came in 2023 to the Bord Gáis. They brought 150 with them for that between cast and crew. So you have to house them, feed them. They also go out, they spend money here. So
and it's a great benefit to that. Are they roughing it a bit? A lot of them, I'd say, are used to, you know, their own trailers with a big long rider list of what they want. Or what are the changing rooms like?
There's a big difference. I have been in some old theatres and I have been in those changing rooms. And sometimes I think, wow, I'm not sure I'd want to spend my time here. But again, actually, to use the Bord Gáis as an example, actors are clamouring to get here because they're changing rooms and dressing rooms are so good. I've spoken to actors who literally they've been on tour and they've heard the rumours about how nice they are and they're itching to get here for that. But I guess the difference is that was purpose built to be a modern theatre space or so many other theatres or older buildings. So yeah, for most of them, they're certainly not doing it for the glamour of it.
So who's going to be appearing on stage near us then?
Near us. So we obviously have Mr. Mescal returning, which is quite fantastic. Brendan Gleeson is returning to the stage. Now, the last time he was on stage here was 10 years ago for the Walworth farce. And anybody who saw that, it was a really high energy play. He was in it with his two sons, Donal and Breen. I'm almost not surprised he stayed away for 10 years after that.
I'd say
it took a long time to recover from that. But we also have, we also have the brilliant, like you mentioned there, Nicola Coughlan is joining the Playboy of the Western world, and she's going on stage with her Derry Girls partner, Siobhan McSweeney, Aina Hardwick, who is Olivier nominated, who will soon be Roy Keane. So, I mean, there's a lot of actors there that...
Fabulous acting talent, and a chance to see them live on stage. Cara O'Doherty, thank you very much for joining us on the program.